Chris, go. And we're live.
We're live.
It's the Gloucester Cast. 368. It's December 1st.
And that wasn't a sound effect. That was just me saying me.
Yeah. All right. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of us today. It's a weird.
Sorry. No, I meant to. Swear to God, this thing is sensitive.
Chris is working the soundboard.
I have to say, he's trying to move the.
Yes.
And he hit the button. I'm watching him. I got your back this time.
I'm super excited because it's just an internal podcast. It's an internal, no guests. We don't have to pimp anything today. It's just us.
It's just us.
And I'm so excited. We're going to go around and do introductions.
Good morning, Gloucester. Ralph DiGiorgio here. Love you, Kim.
Good morning. Jim Dalpia is here. And thank you for that. I played that many times.
And I'm Chris. Good morning, Gloucester. And again, Joe, happy birthday, man.
Thank you,
Pat.
Pat Dalpia. Good morning, Gloucester.
Pat is man. That is manning the keyboard. So if anybody has any questions, they're going through her. She's channeling me
through her
the keyboard.
Yeah.
My
fingers are going.
Kim Smith. Good morning,
Kim Smith. Hallelujah. And I'm your host, Joey Shimataro.
Joe, can I call a quick timeout? Am I supposed to be hearing something in here?
You're not hearing anything?
I'm not hearing anything.
Yeah, but the it's recording. Trust
okay.
Me. Yeah, you're good. Right. Thank you.
So
for
I can get these up.
You can take your earmuffs off now.
That's right. Yeah, we're good. I want to do first things first.
First things first.
We're gonna go right over to the Mom's Kitchen slideshow. Watch this transition. Boom.
Ooh.
And I want to thank Mom's Kitchen.
Yeah.
Above and beyond today, I think we could all agree.
Yeah.
We had Chris. We had the Mom's special.
The naked burrito.
Naked burrito.
Toll House pancake.
The chocolate chip cookie pancakes were ridiculous.
The omelets.
Blueberry.
The omelet.
Omelets were ridiculous.
Oh.
And we have news, Mom's Kitchen, January 3rd, I think they're looking for their transition. Just direct, if you know where Mom's Kitchen is right now, directly across the street from where their current location is on Commercial Street, right across from the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Wow, we're super thankful.
Can I say something about Mom's? The kids and I went to go there on Saturday morning at 11:15. It was so crowded. We could give it away. We could get a seat there.
Well,
it
they're going to have
packed.
All those extra seats now.
I
ate there Saturday morning as well before we went to the Maker's Market, Gloucester Maker's Market.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. So thank you.
Thank you.
So they were talking about maybe getting it live streamed there.
Yeah.
If it's live streaming there, hi to all of our friends at Mom's Kitchen, and thank you so much for everything.
Yeah, message us if they're live right now.
If anybody is watching the live stream from Mom's Kitchen right now, go to the Facebook page and let us know, and we can do a shout-out back to you.
Hey, Joey, I'm looking right now at our side monitor that Ralphie set up, and your slideshow that you put together of all the pictures we took this morning, right on.
Yeah.
Not only is it right on, it is. Look at that.
Yeah.
If that doesn't
delicious.
Make people want to go, nice job.
We might have to go live from Mom's.
Yeah, there you go.
If we get up and we'll eat off, see how many pounds we can gain in one breakfast.
When they have their new dates,
yeah, the grand opening.
100%. We'll do a live podcast from there because that's when my vacation time will start.
So that'll be great.
You guys are live right now. So we're doing. We have two camera shots set up right now. Jimmy, Ralph, and Chris are on the camera. So Chris, when the camera, what are you looking at? You're looking for a new funny.
Yes.
I like it. I like your dedication.
I got to get more organized on these.
But I put your glasses on, Chris.
I know.
So
I
the
know.
Second order
they
of business, and maybe the most important this week.
Oh. By far.
Ralph, I'll let you take it away.
By far. Well, for all of you who watched last week, I asked for new chairs for the cast and crew. And lo and behold, St. Barry has come through. He huge. Look at the chairs that we're in right now.
Look at this.
These things are first class. Okay.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Clean.
Look at this.
Leather.
Don't squeak.
Wipeable.
No. Not squeaky.
Nope.
Don't pay any attention to the, where it says property in the state of Massachusetts. But they,
we will put it on freebie. Ready? There it goes. It's on
but they're quiet. They're new. They're comfortable.
They're so comfortable.
I mean, we can put our feet up. I mean, this is fantastic.
No, you can't. No,
the George.
Barry, thank you very much for responding. Deeply appreciated.
The Giorgio 2020. Make GMG great again.
Yep.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for
trying to make the morning gloss the great again.
Ralphie did that. I mean, Barry did the heavy lifting. Ralph was the impetus. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Nice.
Hey, I'm going to give Felicia a shout because there's no doubt she.
Actually, you're right. She's the one who responded.
Felicia and I were a team for Thanksgiving. We got up early doing that turkey. I don't know if you saw the pictures, but it was awesome.
We did see the turkey on the Weber.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Oh,
it was unbelievable. It really was unbelievable. So right now, we want to talk about Jimmy Dalpiaz.
Jimmy.
Jimmy Dalpiaz has a thing that he wants to say. It's a family resort. Where was it, Jim?
It's right outside of Scranton, PA. It's called Kalahari Resort. As you guys know, I take bands and choruses, and I go on trips and all these things. Well, to my surprise, we took a marching band on Philadelphia, and they were performing, and then on the way back, they wanted to go to an amusement park. Little tough to go in December and November to amusement parks outside. Chill. So they said we're going to Kalahari. It's an inside water park. I mean, the slides and all these different things. It has so much room for kids. They have game rooms. That is unbelievable how many games are in there that kids can go and do
too.
All the big time game room. Now, it's like there's a hotel in there, too. So when you walk into the main floor where they have a lot of restaurants, fast food, quick for kids, or let's sit down and have a great meal. Then there's an east wing and a west wing, and that's where all the hotel rooms are. They are on this big, big property that they tell me within time there's a good chance they're going to put up a casino.
Whoa.
Oh, watch, there's something for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely, because it is wild.
So the adults can play, and the kids can play.
Can I put in my 2 cents here?
Okay. So now it's your show.
These hotels that have indoor water parks, you may as well just go to your bathroom in like a city jail bathroom and look underneath the toilet seat. You may as well look underneath the toilet seat. And I'm going to tell you why. I went with my daughters to the Red Jacket.
Yeah, no, it's calling.
February vacation 2 years ago. And it's the wave pool. And so it's February vacation.
Yeah.
There's 1,000 kids. There's not 6 inches between you and the person next to you. It's just a bacteria fest.
Oh,
so
yeah.
On top of being a wave pool, I think I just happened to turn at the wrong time, and a big wave come, and my multiple,
oh.
I got a multiple of this thing. I was laid up for 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
It was coming out of both ends. It's like literally like a, like didn't it? So
Mia's at
a
water park.
I'll never go back.
Mia's at a water park right now, somewhere in Lake George.
Oh, yeah. The Great Wolf Lodge or something like that.
Oh,
thank you, Joe.
I think it is.
For that.
Did you give her the penicillin?
She knows.
I actually built the two water parks in the state of Massachusetts.
That's right.
The Cocoa Key in Danvers and Great Wolf Lodge in Fitchburg.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But seeing how you just ruined my business. I'm sure I'll find
there'll
something.
There'll be no more water slides.
I'll find something else in my life.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Sure.
So,
he's always talking about taking the kids and something, and he's talking about this year they're going to reevaluate. So I was looking at this saying casino maybe, but there's game room, the hotel's there, Great Eats. I picked out two restaurants, but he just said to me very quickly, I would rather die. And I just went, okay.
Yeah.
You know what got it for me is a number of years ago we were at a resort with the kids, and I borrowed.
Frozen. What do you mean
it's stuck.
Oh really?
It's in frozen mode.
Little bit of buffering. I don't know.
Yeah, it's got to be the buffering.
We'll see what happens.
Hopefully, it was stuck before he trashed them. industry.
Now we're back on.
I got super sick once from swimming at
Walden Pond.
From
Walden
Pond. Walden Pond, and you think of Walden Pond as being beautiful and pristine.
Yeah.
Well, it's wall-to-wall children.
Wow.
And
yeah.
It's just, it wasn't, yeah. I felt bad swimming there, and yeah. I got sick.
I wonder if that's going to give us a new feed. Tell me if it starts on the same one, Pat.
Yeah, I don't see it yet, but there's that delay. So
the killer for me was we were at a resort a number of years ago with the kids, and they had the masks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, give me one of those. And I put the mask on, went underwater. I mean, the amount of shit that I saw floating around.
Boston Harbor.
Oh, gross.
God, it was
gross.
Like, why am I even in this?
Okay.
And then we have friends that actually, when we go on vacation, Ralph, that actually pee in the pool. I think this might have been a topic
in a podcast past.
But we're at an adult resort, and people are drinking left and right, and I'm the only one getting out of the pool to go to the bathroom. I'm like, these other people don't pee?
Don't pee, right?
But no, 3 hours.
I know it wasn't a topic, but let me tell you a quick little story. When we did build the one in Danvers, we lived in very close proximity to, I mean, we could walk there. That's how close it was to our house. But at the time, our youngest son, Alec, was, God, I don't even know how old he was, but he was young. And the company who built the slides actually came from Canada. So they installed the slides, and it's test day. And they don't know anybody, so the guy who runs the slides, he said, you know, do you have any kids? They said, yeah, you know, you have a young kid?
Cool.
He goes, bring them up. We need to test the slides.
Slide, right?
So we went up there. It was like, I don't know, it was like a Saturday afternoon. And it was just Alec, myself, and the guy who's controlling the water flow through the slides. So he tells Alec, go on this slide, go on that slide. And Alec's running up and down, down the slides. And the guy and I talk, and I said, oh, you know, where are you going from here? And he just so happened to say that his next job, he was leaving the next day, he has a job in Dubai.
Wow.
When they were building a big indoor water park in Dubai. And we're talking, and not paying attention. Well, little did we know that he didn't have enough water going through the slide.
Oh.
Alec is stuck in the slide halfway down.
Oh, no.
And he's yelling, help! And you can hear his voice coming from the tube of the slide.
That's a great story.
So they had to turn up the water, all of a sudden he came shooting out.
Did he have any of those plastic burns on him?
No, but he had the entire water park.
That is awesome.
Day one to himself.
Clean water.
It was as clean as it could be. But he had the whole park to himself. It was a great day.
Well, do you want to know a trick for if you go to a place like that and you don't feel good afterwards? Charlotte's pediatrician told me this. And I know this sounds gross, but for a child's tub, you just put a quarter of a cup of bleach. And I said, wow, a bleach bath? That seems so extreme.
Yeah, right.
And she goes, a quarter cup of bleach in a tub is nothing compared to the amount of chemicals that are in swimming pools and the chemical concoction that you put into pools and stuff like that, which is much, much worse than anything like that.
I just want to stop one thing. Pat, are you aware of what's going on right now?
I've seen comments.
It's a new one just started. That stream stopped.
Yeah.
So are you on the new one?
No, I don't see anything live, but the comments are coming through, so I figured we were okay.
I'll show you. So you guys keep talking.
The thing that I hate is when you're in a pool and you're like, what the hell is that? And you get a hair or two on your fingers.
Oh,
someone else's hair.
I didn't see any of that when we were there. Okay, I saw they have a wave pool, but this wave pool was different. You weren't in it. You were on a boogie board there, and they were trying to.
This is one at a time.
You sent people in for like 2 minutes, and you had 2 minutes to go. I was watching people wipe out. It was funny.
If you can go down.
Then they had the lazy river, and then they got the gigantic tubes that you're saying. Though I did not hear anybody say, help me.
And they probably had the proper flow of water.
So there's a ton of stuff going on today. A ton of stuff going on.
I guess we're done with that topic. We're moving on.
Oh, no. Please go on. This is a different podcast. Hi, welcome to 360.
We're on Good Afternoon, Gloucester.
Yes.
But we'll go back to Good Morning.
I thought you finished up. I thought you were just filling time while I figured out what was going on.
No, we actually run the show, Joe.
Chris, not only are we seat fillers, now we're time fillers.
Time fillers with nothing.
Well, I wanted to say one thing, because we went to Steel Derrick on Saturday, and do you know that beautiful quarry is up in Rockport? I mean, it's extraordinary. It's
really?
Steel Derrick. It's, and you can go swimming there. And so Liv asked a really good question, like, what happens in the middle of the summer? Because she's, you know, as phobic as her mother is about that kind of thing. And they have a whole, at this quarry, they have a whole filtration system. So if you go to other quarries around, they'll be like all algae and swampy and murky and stuff like that. If you go to Steel Derrick in the middle of the summer, 60 feet down, you can see straight down. If the water is so clear and beautiful. So,
wow. Amazing. Yeah. So people actually go there and swim?
They go there and swim. Mm. There's places to park. There's like a little, there's like the steps that were carved out by the quarrymen to get into the pit are still there. So families can just like sit on the rocks and things like that. You have to be a Rockport resident
to park there.
Yeah, to park there. Okay. So, but it's
Is it a natural filtration?
No, they pump it. They actually pump it, and it's run by the city.
Okay.
The filtration system is run by the city.
Interesting.
So
today we have the annual Christmas parade. It starts at 3 o'clock. It winds its way through downtown Gloucester, ends at Kent Circle, where they will have a tree lighting at 4:15 p.m. Kent Circle is just on the far side of the boulevard.
That's where I live.
Yeah, West Gloucester.
West Gloucester.
The Boondocks.
Not for long.
The Boondocks.
Are you thinking about moving to East Gloucester?
Yeah, January 15th. I'm locked and loaded.
Really? Well, you just got a house over here?
Was it
applause
button?
We had to, go through an extensive...
It took me 2 years, the background check.
Yeah, screening background. Quarry check.
Can you say where your new house is?
Oh, no. No, I can't do that.
Tell them by me.
It's,
put it to you this way.
We could have a zip line between the two houses.
Let me put it to you this way. Ralph, if Joe stops short from walking, there'll be two shoes sticking out of his fanny. Chris, that's how close he is.
So you guys will be in a little line there, right?
Yeah, it'll be Ralph, Joe, me, and then Mick. Yeah. And Mick and Rocky Neck. And Felicia.
We begged the Dalpiazes to move.
Yeah. It'll be the Backshore Bassholes.
So here we go. We're going to talk about Crush Cancer. Crush Cancer is Zugu versus Gravy event at Tono December 4th. That's when the mayor faces off versus Anthony Catarano. And it's sold out, but we have a link in the show notes where you can still donate to this great cause.
I'm looking forward to it. I cannot wait.
Some of our favorite people in town are involved.
It's always fun. The auction part's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, they have an auction too.
Could I say something about a fundraiser that I forgot to put in the show notes? So the Open Door originally had a. They were trying to raise $10,000, and then they raised $12,000. Isn't that awesome?
I saw that. Was awesome.
It's awesome. So $12,000, and will help. Not only help people with their Thanksgiving, but they're going to be able to stock the shelves for the holidays, and so it's pretty darn awesome. Guess how much Nicole Duckworth raised herself?
How much?
Like $5,000.
Wow, that's
awesome.
So she had a bake sale. And they gave Duckworth gift certificates. I mean, it was seven people raising the funds, and she far, you know, superseded.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. So the goal was 10, they raised 12.
And they raised 12. Over 12, like maybe 12, something like that. Anyways, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So thanks to the community for donating to that. This is the first year, and it was very successful.
Yeah.
We have another thing that we wanted to talk about today. Too bad we didn't get Michael DaCosta in here today. Deck the Docks. Deck the Docks is... I want to make sure I have the audio here. I'm going to go transition out. Deck the Docks is December 4th as well. Am I right? Yeah, Wednesday, December 4th to the 8th. Pat is going to be volunteering down there. They have a ton of events.
Yep. Yep.
So there's that. I got that going for us.
I'm getting a report of no sound.
Right. It'll.
Okay.
I just put up the thing for Deck the Docks, December 4th, and the event goes through December 8th. I thought I had that one straightened out, but I guess I didn't. The lobster trap tree, is it done, Kim?
It's up.
It's up. Yep, they finished it yesterday, mid-afternoon, after lunch, brought to them paper by Sabati, I think. And it's beautiful. They used the most lobster traps ever. I think they have 360 this year.
Oh, really?
And then so all this week is buoy painting over at Art Haven. I posted all the dates because it's
I have links to the buoy painting schedule.
Okay, great.
But most importantly, I think, is the light pole. So we need to discuss this as well.
Right,
we're going
to go
around and everybody's going to give their opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Kim put up this poll. And are they really going to take this seriously?
Yeah.
So you can actually impact something.
Right. This is from David Brooks.
Right. One of the founders of the lobster trap tree.
Right.
They're asking, would you rather see warm white lights all throughout or multicolored lights or other? Those are the three choices.
Right.
We have a link in the show notes.
Right. Everybody please vote.
What's the other?
The other is
not white or color.
If people wanted to, like, you know, mix the two of them, people could write in whatever they wanted.
It's a great poll, but there's been a tremendous amount of activity on the poll.
Right.
So we're going to go around now, and we're going to start with Ralph. What would you like to see?
Well, at our home, we use all white lights.
Yeah.
So, I would have to say, yeah, I would go with the white lights. That would be my...
Okay. Jimmy.
Yes!
I'm a multicolored light guy. I believe in, because our family was so big that we had strands of the multicolored. Everybody each year had a chance to put the lights on the tree. That was the big thing, and the all white light, I think it's wonderful. When I think of that, I think of storefronts, and I think of, you know, some homes like that. And this is, I just like the multicolored when I look at it. It made me think more of home.
Nope.
You know, I'm going to discuss this with you
Mr.
later.
Mr. McCarthy, go ahead.
So this just came to mind, but I'm in agreement with Ralph White, but it would be cool if they could do something like the colors of... the Italian flag, multicolor. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool? Three different colors.
Three different tiers.
Kind of, it's a little discriminatory.
Well, no, and they switch every year. The Portuguese flag, the Irish flag. You know, each year.
Or you could just paint an Italian themed buoy.
Buoy, or we could get a GMG buoy. Why don't we get a buoy? Would they let us get a buoy next week, and all of us can paint it together?
Adults can paint
you
the
can
buoy.
Paint the buoy. Yeah. You can definitely. And then when it comes time for the auction, because the big part, the main reason for the whole, it gets people involved.
Right.
But also when they auction those buoys off, a lot of that money goes to help Art Haven.
Oh, Art Haven.
Which is a tremendous.
And so
resource.
Super super famous Gloucester artists paint buoys too. So those buoys go.
Oh right,
for
I had heard that.
Like
right.
Jeff Weaver paints a buoy every year.
A booby?
Yeah.
He paints a booby?
Jeff Weaver paints boobies.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus,
this is
Kim.
Something like this down at the Keys.
Jeff Weaver paints the Keys, Kim.
The
Carnival.
So we have some listeners chiming in.
Okay, let's hear Pat.
Scotty Mack says that he likes the white lights, but believes that the kids enjoy multicolored lights more, and it's more about the children.
It's all about the kids.
In his opinion. And Marianne Albert Boucher, sorry about that, guys. I think it should be a surprise. Doesn't really matter. The tree is beautiful alone. And I voted on the poll for multicolored lights.
Yes.
Kim, go ahead.
Oh, absolutely multicolored. I've taken pictures of both. The white lights are lovely. I have white lights in my house, but I think it just makes it come alive. It looks so colorful and pretty. I just think the white lights are boring for it. Like, it doesn't do anything. And also, it just looks 10 times more beautiful in photographs when you have these, you know, all these colorful lights.
You and I have covered this lobster trap tree for many, many years now. I agree with you wholeheartedly. There was a phase in my life that I went through.
Tell us, Joe.
It was all about just having white lights. It was classier and everything like that. But cleaner, classier.
Yeah.
And, you know, for certain people's home decor, that's cool. But I think for the little kids, and when you have it with with the buoys that are right next to it and stuff.
Yeah,
it really makes it the tree look.
And also, so the picture that I put up wasn't entirely accurate because I put up what it looks like with white lights, but those were cooler white lights. They are talking about warmer white lights.
Just
to be fair to the poll. Right. But I just think the colored are just so fun and.
If we can't all agree, I think we shouldn't light it then. There's obviously a disconnect.
I think Sabathia suggested alternating, which I thought that's a pretty good idea.
It's been 60-40 pretty much. It was like 65-35, then it was 60-30, whatever. It's been pretty consistently towards the, majority red light.
I need to just get back to, sorry to interrupt you. Thought you were coming in for landing there, sorry. I just want to get back to the Crush Cancer. Joe Higgins, the fish print guy, is donating a free auction, a fish print class for six people that he mentioned out here.
A fish print class.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Very cool.
Which we won one last year.
Did you?
We haven't had a chance to do it yet.
Let's do it.
But I know. Let's do it.
I'm donating a couple of my prints.
Okay. Very good. That's excellent.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool.
Just so you know, the boat that went by, I think it was the Artemis, but it went out.
So where are we going with this one? Chris had a topic. Gumbo is a stew, not a soup.
Yeah, remember a couple of weeks ago we talked about our favorite soups.
Yeah.
And you talked about Passport's gumbo.
Adele's gumbo.
And I was curious when I was leaving that day. I looked up gumbo, and gumbo is a stew, not a soup. So you're going to need a new selection, since gumbo doesn't fall into a favorite soup category.
There you go. I had no idea.
So what's your favorite soup?
My favorite soup? Oh, God. I'm not a soup guy.
No soup for you. You told me the Village had really good chowder, and two other people this week have told me the Village has really good clam chowder.
The Village chowder's good.
We're talking soup.
Soup is not chowder.
See, that's a good point. Yeah, chowder.
Oh, chowder. What is your chowder favorite can't
soup?
Be. Chowder.
Want me to name off a couple?
No. My favorite soup would be my mom made this soup and it had. I don't even know the name of this pasta. You will probably know it. You know the little teeny balls of pasta balls.
Yeah.
Ralph would know that.
You know the little teeny balls.
I don't think I'm going to open myself up for criticism.
You know the little teeny balls.
Pistina?
No, it's. My wife right now is yelling into the phone because she just made it. She made it for Thanksgiving. My wife makes the best chicken soup.
That's what it would be for me. The chicken soup with the little tiny and
it's not the orzo. It's not orzo.
No, this is like little balls.
She'll be texting me any second now.
And not only that, but that with, like,
the mini meatballs.
The mini
with the escarole.
But the ratio of grated cheese to soup is like 50-50.
Yes.
It's almost like a thick layer of like on French onion soup.
Yeah. You should just pop it in the broiler for a minute and get it all going.
I love it. They call it Italian wedding.
I really like that.
Really good. French onion. I'm waiting for someone to chime in with the name of that pasta.
I know.
Text Kim.
It's not Pistina.
Folks, if you have balls this big in your soup,
I think my mother used to make something
similar. No, it's not. Hold on. I'll ask Kim.
Scotty Mack is asking if we enjoy homemade soup or do you like it in the can?
That's an inside joke, Scotty. Very good, Scotty.
Thank you, Scotty.
Check, please.
I'm glad that Scotty Mack is with us virtually, because he didn't make it down. He must have got sidetracked.
Yeah. Thanks for the ride home the other day, Scotty.
I like my soup in a can, too.
Okay.
It's easier.
Oh, here we go. Did Kim chime in?
No, I'm texting her now. She's probably in the middle of her breakfast.
So wait a second. We didn't go over. We didn't talk about our experience at Great Marsh Brewing.
Not yet.
Oh yeah, I want to hear about that. That looks so awesome.
That space.
Great facility.
That great. We didn't get to eat the food.
Oh, she's chiming in.
Oh, here we go. Quick.
Yeah. See,
Don't bother me. Drum roll, Chris.
Oh, don't bother me. I'm having
she's
my going breakfast.
He sees the three dots on his screen.
Don't bother me. I'm having my breakfast.
I've lost my.
Is that what she said?
No.
Oh, and she heard you and now she clicked off.
Yeah. I'm having a problem with my sound.
All right. Well, we'll afterwards. We'll talk about this talk stuff. The Great Marsh Brewing. That building is engineered, designed, and like I haven't seen anything like this at all. Like this seems like the Rolls Royce of breweries.
Yeah.
Like, I think like, it's the capacity they have to brew seems so overwhelming to the space. So they have a tap room, and I'm gonna guess and say you could put 50 people in that tap room.
Yeah.
Right?
Is that a lot?
They have the
capacity. Is that a lot or a little? Is that a lot or I don't know.
So the capacity they have to brew and store beer would be enough, I think, for the state of Massachusetts for a day. Wow. And they have a tap room for 50 people.
So 50 is a lot.
Yeah, because most
I don't know.
Breweries inside are small.
So there's only 50 people can sit there, but they have enough brewing capacity for the number of people in the state of Massachusetts. So what I'm saying is, a tap room is where people actually drink the beer.
Right, so that's
like the bar room.
That's proportionately smaller to the.
It's teeny.
Okay.
So I don't understand. So I couldn't understand. Okay. What I couldn't understand was, how the, I just couldn't understand the what they are able to brew. They must have a different business plan,
Like distribution, maybe
it has to be distribution.
Right, there must be.
Because you couldn't pour enough beer in that tap room make a dent on what they have capacity to hold.
Well, they must be planning long term and for big success, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 100% they are. Yeah. There's no question about that. The room upstairs, which wasn't open yet, I was so remiss that it was that we got there early and it didn't open till 4 and we left by then. It's such a beautiful room, and it has 360 degree views of the salt marsh, of the Ipswich River and the Essex River and the surrounding marsh, and what they used for materials in building this space.
So beautiful! Wow.
It is gorgeous. I don't even like. Of course, you want to have good food. But just going there.
Did you eat? You didn't eat there?
No, because they.
We have to paying attention to Kim's text.
Okay, so here we're going to hear from Kim DeGiorgio.
Hold on.
What the little pasta is, the little pasta balls.
Wait a minute. Let's see.
Ancini di Pepe.
What is it called?
Ancini di Pepe.
De Pepe.
Little Ancinis?
Okay, there it is. That's the little balls that we eat.
That's the name.
Number 78.
Yeah. Number 78.
Cooks in 9 minutes.
And I'm telling you.
They're probably, they look like the tip of a
microphone, the tip of the mic, what you plug in for a microphone. That's how tiny they are.
The little balls, she makes it with the little round meatballs and the escarole.
Yeah. Outrageous.
It's so good.
Russell Steves wants you to know that. Be reminded that Bishop Fenwick football's in the Super Bowl next Saturday at 11 o'clock.
That's right.
At Gillette.
That's right.
Gillette Stadium.
We may actually be going.
Oh.
We'll talk about getting up. Oh, you guys.
We're not going. We're going to be down in Nantucket.
You should talk to Russ. Russ might be going.
Russ, we might come down with you, Russ. We might meet you down there, tailgate. That's something.
And Russ is going
Destino
to the.
Tucker Destino from Gloucester is the running back.
And Tucker Destino scored a touchdown. Last week,
really,
in the playoff.
And Tucker plays baseball for us.
Yeah, we saw him.
Yeah,
saw him play when we went to the playoff.
That's right. Yeah,
athlete, big time. Mara Destino and Tucker Destino's son.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Did Mick buy your house?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the Destino house.
Yep. So my son went to the Great Marsh Brewing Company a couple weeks ago, and he went with his friends, and they didn't have food then either. So when do they start?
They start food at 4 p.m.
At 4. Okay.
Yeah. Upstairs. So there's two different liquor licenses. And the two different liquor licenses, you can't. So if you have a beer in the tap room downstairs, you have to finish it or put put it down and then go eat upstairs.
Because they have a full liquor license in the,
right.
Yeah. Right. But what they do have are some light snacks until 4.
Oh, okay. Downstairs.
That Woodman's is cooking up for them.
Yeah, like a guest kitchen or something. Right?
Yeah.
And when was this tour? That I wasn't informed of. Once again, Ralph being left out. They must have something against me.
What was it?
Let me go check my phone because
I had you get an invitation?
Yeah, I got an invite.
You got an invitation? Yeah. I don't get them anymore.
Wow. Invite? I got an invite.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, you're the man of the street right gone. Now, so.
did you know where gone. I was? I didn't tell anybody where I was. I was in
Incognito, under the radar.
We didn't hear
you were in
Oh, so it's we didn't hear from me. So see, that's a Joey Spin.
Joey Spin.
let's see, what else? Safathia. What's Safathia say? Safathia had a comment? Pat?
Replied to a comment that it's not on the, it must be on.
Oh, okay, it's on the other one. All right, I'm not going to close down my screen because I'm afraid what might happen. what do we got?
I'm thinking it might be that other live one. Podcasting potential.
You can go down if you want. So Chris, you had a topic called New to Us, Labor Day 2, only for women.
New to the United States of America.
New to the United States.
Labor Day. Yeah, so Labor Day 2. This came to mind, Connor's birthday, Kate's son. She was talking about the labor, her, you know, how she delivered Connor. I'm like, you know, the child always gets... you know, the praise on his birthday, but mums should also, the mums should get some praise too.
I think that's a tremendous.
And I think when your child is celebrating their birthday, the mums should celebrate Labor Day when they actually gave labor to their child.
And so, I think this is another political move by Chris to gain votes when he wants to run against Safavi in the next election.
I'm coming after you.
I don't see that happening anytime soon.
I'm going to run on the Labor Day.
The Labor Party.
Yeah.
The Labor Party.
Stephen Reed is concerned that Ralph's being pushed out.
Thank you, Steve Reed. And Steve, you rightfully so.
Steve's coming in.
I believe that this is a coup attack.
Pat, you had a topic, or was it Kim? Was it your topic? Fishtails at Gloucester Stage Friday.
That was mine.
Give it to us, Pat.
GMG Jimmy and I will be ushering at the Gloucester Stage Company Friday night for the Fishtails. You've got the link. You remember, I think it's called something like Beyond Belief or something like that.
Beyond Belief or something like that.
Do you know who some of the tale tellers are?
I do not remember. No. I'm sorry. I don't want to get it wrong.
Okay. I wanted to go.
You can find out if you go to the show
links
notes.
We'll have a
link in the show notes.
Yeah, and if I were you and you need help getting to your seat, I would ask me.
you're gonna be an usher?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Both of us are gonna usher.
So opposed to Jimmy? You have no faith in Jimmy.
Well, giving directions.
Jimmy's gonna be at the bar.
Thrown under the bus.
To be fair, it's his first ushering experience at the Gloucester Stage Company.
I'm a Gloucester Stage virgin.
Do not put Joe in the front row.
We will not put Joe
in the front row. I was going to check to see if she really does pour what you're supposed to pay for. That's why I was going. I was quality control for TMG. So I guess if I had the seat.
We're supposed to get... Has anybody heard about what the snow totals are supposed to be?
They're all over. Depends on what channel. What channel? What weatherman?
It's supposed to be snowy tonight, then snow some more. It's supposed to snow, then turn all into rain, but then snow on top of that.
Cleaning up tonight.
And it's that second snow that they're unsure about.
Yeah, the second snow is like Tuesday. It's supposed to be like a 3-day event.
Can I put my prediction in? The first snows of the year are always way less for us, for Gloucester, Massachusetts, than what they predict for the rest of Austin. Because we're surrounded by 47 degree water. The ocean temp right now is 47 degrees. So the people, yeah, say in Topsfield are not, don't have that ocean effect warmth.
Yeah.
So we generally get way less
in the early season.
And then late in the season, when the water temperature cools way down, we generally get more than it goes inverse. Yeah.
Okay.
So whatever they're saying for, say, Worcester, not Worcester, because Worcester's the mountains and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But for Davis or whatever like that.
Worcester has mountains.
Oh my God! This whole conversation could lead right both into my topics.
Okay.
Well, that's why I was bringing it. Is it too early for snow? And how do you feel about that?
Baby, it's cold outside.
I hate the snow. I hate the winter. I didn't mind when I was younger, but I completely hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here.
No wind. I hate the wind.
I count the days till the spring.
I love it. I do love it.
You like
that would have been
point counterpoint.
It would have been a great song. Thing like that. You give Kim a
All winter I count the days until the tulips come back.
I love it. I love the snow.
I lost.
I love the beauty of it. I love the hot chocolate with my kids. I love the whole all that being cozy and snuggling in and reading.
All right, Kim, stop talking dirty to us.
Kim always has to go off the rails.
It's the Disney Plus channel over there. Disney.
That's what it's about. Everybody has
Disney.
To
Disney. We're like the Playboy channel. What are you talking about?
You know, think of the people who live in like Norway and Finland and all those places. You
That's why they live there.
Right? You have to learn to enjoy it. We're here, so you have to learn to enjoy it.
I understand.
Otherwise, you're just miserable.
Doesn't mean I can't.
No, I hear you, but I'm completely with you. As far as
we're boaters.
So wait. Do you do the shoveling at the house?
I do sometimes.
I pitch
in because I'm up first. So
I hate it.
I just don't like being cold. I don't like we have to wear coats.
You need a Canada Goose jacket.
I have a Canada Goose. I have a Canada Goose jacket.
Okay, say it again.
I like it.
I love winter. I love snow. I love Christmas carols. Like, I start Christmas carols a week ago. Yeah.
Jimmy.
All right. Jimmy.
I could do without it.
All right. That we heard it from Mrs. Claus. Now
let's hear from
Mrs. Father Time.
Yes, go ahead.
There's no such thing as cold weather. There's just inadequate.
This is very reminiscent of what they say on the schooners, right?
Yeah, I was just gonna say.
So Ralph, Chris, the McCarthy's and the JoJo's going to the Nantucket Christmas stroll.
Aren't you afraid it's gonna be cold?
It's gonna be very cold.
No, we liquor up appropriately.
Yes.
Okay. Which actually makes you colder.
Wait,
I want you to take me through it. How do you get down there?
We take the ferry.
Where do you stay?
Okay.
And what is there to do?
Yeah. So what are we doing?
we leave next Thursday. We're actually staying in Hyannis. Some of us are staying in Hyannis for the evening because it's a hotel right across the street from the ferry. So we're staying there. We're having a nice dinner. And then we're going to get up in the morning, not to have to rush down early Friday morning because the ferry leaves at 11 a.m. We're always going to be there. We're going to get up, have a nice breakfast, walk across the street, and hop on the ferry. And we take the high-speed ferry.
And then do you leave your car behind?
Yeah, we leave our car on the mainland.
Okay.
And then we take the high-speed ferry. And then where the ferry gets off, it's walking distance to...
to the inn that you
see. We're staying at the White Elephant.
Oh,
it's very, very beautiful.
Oh, beautiful.
Could you tell me what the high-speed ferry is?
Well, there's a slow ferry, and then there's a high-speed ferry. Okay. One goes faster than the other, Jim.
No, because
why?
Doesn't the slow?
What part aren't you getting?
Yeah.
I take the ferry from Long Island to come up here, and it's one ferry, one speed.
Is it fast or slow?
If you could take a faster one, would you take a faster one or would you take a slower one? You have two options. One's more money than the other.
Well, that's because you're
upstate New York.
The slow ones they use for transportation, for cars, for right.
Yeah, and they don't put like cars and trucks on the high speed ferry.
Right.
That's the regular ferry.
Yeah. Okay.
But they have a high-speed ferry that works off of like water jets, and I think the thing.
Like, wow, yeah.
It does like 45 miles an hour.
The reindeer will be carrying
it. How long does it take to get there on the high
speed? I think the high speed's about just over an hour, just around an hour.
Yeah, that's not bad. They have booze on the ferry?
They do. They have booze, they have snacks. It's a nice ride.
Because you don't want to go. And then they have different accommodations.
I went to Fagawi. I don't know if I went once or twice. I think I went twice. But it seemed like there was always the threat that there was going to be too much fog and they wouldn't run the ferries.
That happens.
These guys do it. I mean, they go. That's the only.
So you get down there and there's like a stroll. Or what
so happens? We get down there and we stay at the White Elephant, and it's and the whole little town is all decorated. Christmas trees everywhere and wreaths, and everybody's dressed up in Christmas garb and Christmas carolers, and it's just a great to get you in the spirit type of weekend. And the whole weekend there's something going on, and we do a lot of bar hopping. This year we have a large crowd. Last year there was only, I think, 8 of us maybe.
Yeah.
But then this year I think there's 12 of us that are going. And it'll be kind of somewhat out of control. There'll be a lot of drinking involved. There'll be a lot of crazy outfits. There'll be a lot of frolicking.
So we'll be sending
pictures and videos.
So compare do they wear the body paint and they have their beanies painted and the boobies are painted?
No, because then there's in this cold weather, Kim, there's a lot of shrinkage. So Chris really can't be dressed up without body paint.
There's only like the improper clothing, apparently.
No, it's not like pita. No, everybody dresses up with some type of clothing. And they have all sorts of Christmas suits and ugly sweater day. And then we walk around with the onesies on and top hats. And
you're going to wear the loincloth?
Joe completely missed what I was talking about. But I will show Kim Smith my I have a top hat that I wear.
Oh, I would love to see that.
Do you look like the guy from Monopoly?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Joe. You went to funny school left. I'm gonna show Kim, but I don't want the I don't want our
your package is gonna your package
to
is
see.
Oh, you they won't be able to
because
see
I don't want to give away to my friends what my top.
Isn't that nice, Kim? Awesome. Right now.
Where did you get
that?
Is it a vintage?
Okay, top? Kim. I don't want everybody to see. My friends. It's a surprise to my friends about my.
All right.
Jimmy Buffett is showing up for. So anyways, it's a great take. It's very hard to get reservations. Yeah. You have to get them far in advance. It's hard, difficult to get ferry tickets. You have to get them far in advance.
Especially if you don't know.
And the part that's most difficult is dining, because all the restaurants close down in Nantucket in October, but they open, most of them open for this week only. This weekend. So if you're not there on the phone, you're calling and making reservations. One of our friends and my wife, actually, I think all the girls participated in getting the reservations, but it was very difficult to get reservations. But for 12 is almost impossible.
Oh yeah, you got to split up, right?
Yeah.
So no, actually, I think the girls managed to do a great job and get tables for each night for dining. So that's the Christmas stroll. Oh. Chris and I will be reporting live, as well as sending in videos and snapshots of the two best people.
Scotty Mack.
He's got it.
Scotty
Mack is the winner.
Word of the day. Meatball.
Scotty Mack.
He also wants us to remind everybody that Thursday night is ladies' night downtown, and he's going to be DJing in a secret location. Come and find him, he says.
Oh, all the ladies go find Scotty Mack. Look at that. Only you, Scotty.
And Scotty,
all the ladies,
the
come find me Thursday.
We're a professional.
We decided what the word for next week was.
Frank has a suggestion about next week.
I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen next week. We're gonna announce the word. Actually, we should do it now. Okay, but this is what we're gonna do.
Need to agree on the word first.
Okay,
Frank has a suggestion.
Okay, let's hear what his suggestion was.
Shrinkage.
that's the word of the day.
Who's that, Scotty?
That's Frank.
She said Frank.
Oh, Frank, sorry.
Frank Cellino? Frank Bertolino.
Frank okay. Bertolino.
Frank Bertolino, thank you for that. It will be shrinkage. Next week, it's going to have to be, you can't say the word until 45 minutes into the podcast, though.
Okay.
Because we don't want people to, like, stalking. We had someone last week, Jane, the monitor, Plover monitor.
Right.
One, but she, like, immediately, so it defeats the idea.
Well, she was trying to.
She won it. Yeah, so we're not taking it away from her, Kim.
No. Oh,
but 45 minutes. So the word of the day, okay. The word to win the prize next week will be shrinkage.
Tell them what the prize is today, Joe.
Oh, the prize next week can be the, I have the free tickets to the Cape Ann Museum that I plan to donate to the.
There you go.
What's today's prize?
Today's prize we'll show it right now. Thank you for that, Ralph. This is, the winner gets a copy over here, a copy of Alan Estes CD, Carnival Man, as well as
breaking news.
A sticker. You got a
sticker.
A free meatball.
He gave us a sticker. So there you go.
All right.
Thank you.
Well done, Scotty.
For that.
Scotty, you have to be down here in the next 24 hours in order to pick that up. If not, it will roll over to the next listener.
12 minutes.
So speaking
of meatball, I know you started this whole meatball off.
We haven't figured out.
When do you plan on doing it? After the first of the year.
Yeah, it's going to be like the third weekend in January. I'm not positive though.
Are we having a Good Morning Gloucester Christmas?
That's going to be part of it.
It's going to be combined.
Yeah.
Chris and the sound effects.
We started doing that a couple years ago. Yeah. And we found out that, like, you don't miss people, you know, because when you have the Christmas party like 2 weeks before Christmas, There's so many people, obligations.
Yeah, no.
So we're going to have it like
I think what Ralph meant was an employee Christmas party. When are you throwing a party for us?
Because it's a party every day.
It's a party every day.
Wasn't Joe going to take us all to Palana for Christmas?
Oh, Palana.
Yeah.
Palana. We're going to go to Palana.
Just let me know. I'll get a reservation.
I just need a credit card number.
I mean, how good do you think this podcast would be if it was just Joe sitting there?
Yeah, we do get up every Sunday morning away from our families to come here.
Yeah.
The least you could do is take us out for a $2,500 meal.
Yeah.
What did Felicia have to say? Not
the 11th.
That's Felicia's birthday.
Ah.
No, it's going to be like the third weekend.
What a better way to celebrate, Felicia.
Is meatballs.
Yeah, so we're gonna do the nominations. I gotta do that. I gotta get on that soon. So we're gonna do nominations.
Top eight people to get nominations
for their meatballs can enter.
So eight people are gonna be in the contest.
There's gonna be eight contestants.
Is it gonna be to restaurants and people as well?
I mean, restaurants are professionals. It should be a non-professional event.
Yeah, but they would.
Yeah, but then how do people get them if they want them?
You make them. You're supposed to make them.
No, I meant.
If they want to have them again.
If we're gonna be putting restaurants, what happens if we have restaurants and we have just regular people making meatballs, and the regular people make better meatballs than the restaurants, then the restaurants are
gonna. I'm gonna tell you what the problem with having the restaurants in is.
No, keep it a secret, Joe.
The problem with having the restaurants in, because we are here, we never like to have people get their feelings hurt, whatever.
Everyone wants a trophy.
And this is the way it is at all these competitions in town. You always end up having to make it a tie because you don't want anyone to.
Well, it all depends. Am I one of the judges, by the way? I just want to know who the judges are.
We got to have your meatballs. I'm not having your meatballs. You're making meatballs.
Well, I don't know if I want to share my meatballs.
You're not a judge.
I'm not a judge. Why am I not a judge?
Because you're a tremendous cook and I'm dying to eat your meatballs.
Yeah, I thought you were participating.
You can have my meatballs anytime you want. Why do I have to be excluded from the... Who are the judges?
Felicia's a judge.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Felicia's a phenomenal cook. Why aren't we eating her meatballs?
Because she's got
Oh, wait, here comes the excuse line.
Let's go. She's probably listening. I don't know.
I know she's listening.
I think she's on.
But Felicia is a professional chef as well, so she should be... if I have to make the meatballs, then she should have to make
She's a baker.
So, first of all, I think Felicia and I should be judges.
No. Felicia's got to be a judge, though.
I think the judges should be Safatia, Felicia, and myself. Those should be the three judges.
The problem with Safatia, and I love Safatia, she doesn't like spicy food. Meatball inherently can be spicy. So she automatically kicks out anybody that has any kind of spice or flavor in their meatballs. She'll
I think that's incredibly unfair to say.
I love Safatia. But like if you saw her taste something spicy, she makes it like she's gonna die. Literally, so I think it's unfair.
All right, so before
I like spicy food.
Before I commit to making my meatballs, who are the judges?
Well, Felicia would like you both to be a judge.
Thank you, Felicia.
And Stephen Reed seconds that motion.
See, these are people that know what they're talking about.
Why are they fucking sabotaging me
here? We invited them too. I think we said chime in.
There are people out there that want to share their meatballs with us. The people don't want to have my meatballs. They want to share with them.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes, Kim.
What if you and Felicia and Joey and all the judges were you could make your meatballs and they could be anonymous. So nobody would maybe all the meatballs should be anonymous.
There's an inherent conflict of interest.
Yes, huge conflict. I think I think we need to establish the ground rules before we establish.
There's a meatball scandal even before.
There is a meatball scandal. Yeah. And honestly, I think Joey is trying to control the
outcome.
Population.
The outcome.
Call me fucking crazy, but did I start this thing about the fucking editor in chief?
Oh, we're throwing that around now.
Now he's throwing his weight around.
I think that Joey's trying to control it. Oh, what the fuck? I'm gonna let the fucking inmates control the asylum.
Scotty thinks Joey's getting pushed out.
Okay, so, you know what? I'll tell you what. I'll make the fucking meatballs, okay? But I'm making a special one for you. Don't anybody eat Joey's meatballs.
With Muselex
X-Lax.
I want Stephen Lee.
And then when he goes to the bathroom, you can be a judge.
Stephen Reed is one of the smartest guys here right now, and he suggests, and it has to. I want this thing to be blind taste test. I don't want people to know whose meatballs are whose. So we're gonna have to provide, they're gonna have to bring them in the back room.
Ooh.
And we'll have the same kind of trays for each one.
Oh, same
okay.
Trays.
So let me ask you this question: we're making the meatballs at our home or choice of kitchen,
yep.
And then we're boxing them up and we're bringing them to the venue.
Yes.
Okay. So the meatballs will be sitting for a certain period of time, which will have an effect on the flavor and the taste of the meatball.
Wow.
Well, hey, listen.
Well, how do you suggest? Okay. How do you suggest that? Go ahead. You want to shit on it? Tell me your idea.
I think we need to go offline for about 5 minutes because
Tell me your
idea. Well,
I'm just saying.
What do you want to do? You want to fucking install a commercial kitchen at KPMG Craig?
I'm sure James wouldn't mind.
I'm sure.
We're going to install
I'm getting
Barry, we need a professional kitchen at G Clay.
What about
I'm getting some direct text from Felicia.
Oh, no. Yeah, yes, she's tricky. Yeah,
Felicia and I are judges, and that's the end of it. We have spoken. If we're on the same team, you don't stand a chance.
Oh, Beverly Lower has a good suggestion to keep the judges secret. Don't let the contestants know who's tasting.
No. No good, because the judges are going to be at a table. That's part of the whole thing, because we're going to be live streaming it. So the camera will be on the judges at the food going.
So maybe we have like 8 chafing dishes set up. Everybody brings their meatballs at the same time. Yep. Everybody puts the meatballs in the chafing dish.
Actually, what is the date of this event? Because I have a very busy schedule anyway. So I need to see
not
if I'm
the
11th, free.
Apparently.
I hate when I get
chafed. I'm not free the last 2 weeks in January. the second week of February, the first week in March, end of April, and the whole month of May, and the first 2 weeks in June. So other than that, I'm free.
We got to work around. He makes a lot of demands. For not even being able to be there, he makes a lot of demands. He's unbelievable.
You need to check with Felicia because she's...
Felicia doesn't want the two of them that demand to be judges. I can't make it. Felicia can't make it this day. Ralph can't make it this day.
Felicia.
There have been a brother, couple of comments.
I'm there for you.
All right. Okay.
There have been a couple of comments about the vein in your neck.
That's camera really works. Joe, I'm sorry I got you all...
We broke him.
Riled up this morning.
It isn't my neck, it's my...
Or your forehead, excuse me.
I got one going down.
I misspoke, yeah.
Right, well, we're obviously going to have to table this meatball because we can't come to a mutual agreement.
We'll figure it out.
Table the meatball.
Table the meatball, no pun intended.
Definitely figure it out. Lots of Tree Lights poll. Don't forget to vote there. Art Haven, Bowie Painting. We have the link for the schedule there. Maritime Deck the Docks, Wednesday, December 4th to December 8th. Donate for Zubu versus Gravy. Right now, you could go right now to Feather and Wedge. They have their awesome jazz brunch. Today, Santa Parade from downtown to Kent Circle and the tree lighting tonight at 4:15. Thank you to Mom's Kitchen for providing the food for the podcast. Thank you to
St. Barry
for the awesome chairs. I'm just trying to think, Kim. Oh wait, Kim, you had some topics. Wait a second. We gotta get. I can't not have Kim's topics because she did the right thing and she submitted them.
She had one topic: Chuff Nuts or Dingleberries.
We talked about the lobster trap tree. Oh, I know. It was Snow Buntings and the Swan.
Okay. Snow Bunting.
Snow Buntings. Why don't you talk about the Snow Buntings?
Snow Buntings are here temporarily. I don't know how long they're gonna stay for. A beautiful little bird, Ralph, despite the name Snow Bunty. they're whole Arctic. They breed all around the Arctic, but they're in our area right now.
So. How do they reproduce? you know, they're
in the snow. In the snow.
So going forward, Kim, any bird you talk about, you also have to talk about how they reproduce.
Right. And next, you know what? We haven't talked about butterfly reproduction. We'll talk about that next week.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Talk about that next week because Chris and I are not going to be here.
No, I'll wait.
But I am curious.
I'll wait for Chris.
We're going to call you.
My movie will be ready soon and you can see it for yourself. You can watch it and see it.
There's a sex scene.
Wait, you're making a pornographic butterfly video?
A pornographic butterfly film.
How butterflies reproduce.
That's part of the film. And also the swans.
What does that mean?
All four.
I watched them leave on Thanksgiving morning. They were acting a little weird. They were kind of
packing.
Putting their stuff in the van.
Yeah, they kind of were. They circled around. They do like a daily flight around the pond, and they kind of circled around, but they stayed out for a long time on their third one. And then the next morning, there I was watching them, and I was getting my camera ready, and then I thought, oh, they're going to come back around, and they just kept going.
Really?
Yeah, and they haven't been back.
Do you think they have TSA pre-check, or do they have to wait in line like everybody else? Yeah.
They fly first class?
They fly first class.
They fly private, actually.
Private, yeah.
A whole bunch of birds that were there left, so I think maybe they're all going a little further south.
They must know about the upcoming storm.
Maybe.
Yeah. They know.
I think that they do.
So when you get down there,
before the thing.
Snow, they're down there. Okay.
Well, they're probably in Miami. South Beach. Oh, somewhere nice.
So everybody look for little snow buntings right now. They're on our shores. They're a little they're like a little calico colored bird. They're really beautiful.
Joe, I'm curious. Didn't you have a poll a couple days ago about
batteries? Batteries, condoms. Who came up with that one?
Charlene.
Charlene came up with that?
It was a team event.
Oh, so let me guess. Charlene had... She must have been on her fourth drink at that time. Yeah. To come up with something like that.
Or if you were more embarrassed to buy...
It was condoms,
tampons,
or
Double D batteries. Yeah, and then somebody said, what are double D batteries?
Yeah. And what did Joe say?
Flashlight.
Flashlight.
But I was corrected, because for the battery-operated boyfriends, they don't use the big monster ones.
No, they don't.
Except for Charlene, apparently hers, she's the super big one. So she needs the ones that use the D battery.
Check, please.
But normally,
Chris usually steals the cramps and the batteries out of my boat.
You're in control of the sound effect. You can just drown it out.
This app that I downloaded.
I mean, you don't have a sound effect that goes.
Mick Lovato says, good morning.
Good morning. I thought you chimed in.
Good morning. It's lunchtime, Mick.
I know.
Where you been?
He might have gotten kicked off earlier.
The overwhelming majority of women today seem to be very, very sure of themselves and said, I don't have a problem. 90% of them said they don't have a problem walking in there buying any of that stuff.
Any of that stuff.
It's a new world. We're dinosaurs.
It's a whole new world.
We're dinosaurs. We used to might feel funny going in and buying certain things.
Women don't need us anymore.
The women now, in the age.
Maybe in your household.
The women have flipped the script on the men. Women are very progressive now.
Some of us might not even need anybody to get the turkey in the oven.
Okay, now it's time to beat on you. Go ahead, dear.
Yes. Did Jim screw up the Thanksgiving turkey?
No.
Pat? Is that code word? Putting the turkey in the oven, is that code word?
Need to like leave early or something?
Jimmy can't put the turkey in the oven?
Pat says, wow. She doesn't need Jimmy to put the turkey in the oven. And I'm sensing that's code word for something.
Yeah, no more stuffing.
Well, you're never going to know. We're just going to have to...
It's not the turkey that we're worried about. It's the stuffing.
How did you stuff your turkey?
How did you stuff your turkey, Jim?
Apparently he didn't.
Needs to be some more stuffing, I think.
You didn't get stuffing in the can, did you?
How did you buy it? How did you buy your stuffing?
Podcast.
And that's a wrap.
Podcast.
That's 368B. Going down the toilet right there.
368. You can cue the music, Chris.
I did.
Please.
Thanks everybody for playing with us today.
Toilet.
We'll talk to you soon.